too.
The shuttle diplomacy continues for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as she works to end the bloodshed between Israelis and Hamas. She made a return trip to Jerusalem today after talking with the Palestinian leader in the West Bank and before heading to Cairo. Despite all the talks, the violence has not let up.
Well, joining us live with the latest on the crisis from Jerusalem, Associated Press correspondent Aaron Heller. Aaron, let's start with the attack in Tel Aviv today. A bomb ripped through a bus near the nation's military headquarters. Do you have any new information about exactly what happened?
Well, we know now that the count is 27 people wounded, including three people who are in moderate to serious condition. We spoke just a short while ago with the director of the hospital there, and he said it really was a lucky one. It's actually a miracle that not more people were wounded. He said no one's in life-threatening situation. But, of course, this sends shockwaves not only through Tel Aviv but also through the whole region as the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, trying to knock down that ceasefire agreement, which seemed to be within reach last night, but a lot of things have happened since then. We're getting conflicting reports from both sides about how close they are, how far apart the two sides are. The Israeli government, at least, is still debating what to do. They're going to give diplomacy another chance, but at the same time, there are about thousands and thousands of Israeli troops who have been mobilized, reserve units. They've made their way to the south. They're around the borders of the Gaza Strip, and Israel's made it very clear the rocket fire has to stop. If it doesn't, we're going to invade, and this will be a major escalation in the fighting that's been going on now for exactly 1 week.
Yeah, that's the major point that Israel needs to get this ceasefire done. But do we know anything else, nuanced or otherwise? Because we do hear some rumblings from Hamas and others involved on the other side who they have their own demands for a ceasefire as well, and they may not set well with Israel.
But each side, really, before a ceasefire gets done, they want to be able to show some concrete achievements here. As far as Israel is concerned, it really comes down to the rocket fire. They've really pulverized the Gaza Strip in the last week, hitting over 1,500 Hamas targets. As far as any intelligence reports are available, Hamas has taken a heavy blow against its military capability. But at the same time, they're still firing into Israel deeper and deeper all the time, and that has gone unabated throughout the day. Today we've had a couple of places hit. Just yesterday, two more Israelis dying. That brings the death toll in Israel up to five. And what Hamas really wants to get out of this is to be able at the end to say, we had this fighting and our concrete achievement was their aiming for having an easing of the border crossing with Egypt. That's their main point. It looks like that's the main point they're going to have to decide upon. Of course, this is all done under the auspice of Egypt, who is Hamas's patron and a major player in the Middle East.
Aaron, just quickly, Israel looks at Hamas as terrorists, a terrorist.